It's 8 o'clock and you're listening to the regional newscast from KVNF. I'm Patricia Naft. A new report finds areas managed by the National Park Service received over 273 million visitors last year, and those visitors spent over $14 billion in local gateway communities. KVNF's Laura Pomisano has a local perspective on the report.
The Park Service report finds tourism at the Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park and Kurikante National Recreation Area had an economic impact of $43.5 million in 2013. Sandra Schnell-Dober is the public information officer for both sites.
Well, Black Canyon, of course, is unique because of its steep, deep, and narrow canyon. If you haven't been there, it's pretty spectacular. People stand on the rim and they're literally in awe. You'll hear silence for a little while until they really can grasp the enormity of the depth of that canyon. For Kurikante, our main attraction is the fishery. We have trout and kokanee salmon, and people visit mainly for fishing, but also all sorts of water recreation.
Park Service says visitors to the Colorado National Monument spent more than $24 million in nearby communities last year. The National Park Service manages 401 sites across the nation. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
Denver Sheriff Gary Wilson is stepping down following a string of cases of alleged abuse by sheriff's deputies at the Denver jail. Mayor Michael Hancock announced the change yesterday, calling the actions of the deputies involved as unacceptable. The city has already promised to review of the sheriff's department. As Colorado Public Radio reports, the mayor says part of that will be looking at policies that he said make it too hard to remove officers who don't follow procedures.
We have got to get serious as a public and as a city that if we want to hold people accountable, then let's make sure that, yes, we protect due process of the deputies and anyone else in the city who works for the city. But let's not allow so many hurdles to be in place to where the city is immobilized.
Wilson says with the department, Wilson will stay with the department, but no longer as sheriff. The city will launch a national search for a new sheriff. In the meantime, Division Chief Elias Diggins will lead the department. It's estimated there are nearly 4,800 Gunnison sage grouse left. The largest population of the species, about 4,000 birds, is in the Gunnison Basin. The Bureau of Land Management wants the public to help it identify conservation measures to protect the Gunnison sage grouse on federal lands in Colorado and Utah. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service recommended the BLM adopt additional conservation measures for the bird. The comments are due by August 22nd. Fish and Wildlife is considering listing the Gunnison sage grouse as an endangered species. The decision on the listing is due in November. More and more Colorado farmers are tapping into tourism as a way to keep their operations in the black. But it's not as simple as offering a hayride or a corn maze. Harvest Public Media's Luke Runyon reports.
Irrigation sprinklers hum at the base of Carol Zadrozny's peach trees on a mesa in western Colorado near the town of Palisade.
A lot of people think peaches are peaches are peaches, and there's over 100 varieties.
The Grand Valley, as it's known, is one of Colorado's agricultural hubs, famous for its stone fruit and vineyards. It's also famous, or infamous, for fickle weather, namely early season cold snaps. But lately, Zadrozny says the one thing you can count on is people coming out to the orchard, wallets in hand, ready to pick up a bucket of peaches.
So this is something that people are very interested in.
And Zadrozny's ready to capitalize on the growing interest in local food. She put in a commercial kitchen with the idea that people could pick their own fruit, pluck some greens from the garden, grab a few eggs from the chicken coop, and make a meal. That's about as farm-to-table as you're going to get.
And then my insurance says, well, somebody might get hurt. It's very frustrating.
A couple months ago, Zadrozny's insurance agent said her policy wasn't going to cover agritourism, city folk wandering around the property with the potential to get injured, which would make Zadrozny liable. And a lawsuit could put her out of business. Colorado's director of agritourism, Laura Gray, says many farmers are facing problems like Zadrozny.
When urban meets rural, it's tough.
With more and more shoppers looking for local food, there's a giant pool of money out there, ready for farmers to take. But then the law steps in.
Sadly, what happens is a farmer or rancher will get the idea of having a dinner, or they'll have an event, and somehow county commissioners will then come in and say, no more.
More than half the states in the country have some laws dealing with agritourism, according to the National Agricultural Law Center. A new Colorado law taking effect this summer will limit a farm's liability if and when visitors get hurt. Kansas was the first state to enact farm liability protection laws a decade ago. But some Midwestern ag states don't have any statutes protecting farmers from liability, Nebraska and Iowa among them. Even if a farmer is able to navigate liability issues and zoning rules, there's no guarantee city folks will flock to the farm. This summer, Colorado tourism officials are rolling out a new ad campaign touting the state's dude ranches, farm stays, and wine tours.
I think the outside world has no idea how aggy we are. I really don't. And I think that, you know, we have huge numbers nationally in ag, and I don't think even Coloradans are aware of that.
When you think local food, you might think farmer's market. Increasingly, farmers want you to think day trip or vacation instead.
Yeah.
On its face, Moon Farm in Fruta, Colorado, looks like nothing more than a pumpkin patch and petting zoo.
And then this area over here will be the corn maze.
But owner Dave Moon is beginning to bring in even more money from people who want to stay on the farm. Fruta is a sought-after destination for mountain bikers. So Moon renovated old farm buildings into vacation rentals. He charges for birthday parties and weddings, too, and says he could soon start welcoming people who want to do farm work during their vacations.
And that's another way to maybe book our properties, have some kind of where people want to come out and help plant pumpkins and drive the tractor and get their hands dirty again, you know.
Moon pays a premium for insurance to cover all those activities. He's been in the ag tourism game for decades, so he's used to the high costs of having visitors on site. And as interest in local food keeps chugging along, he says he'll happily welcome any competition. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media reports on farm and food issues and is a collaboration of KUNC and other public media stations in the Midwest. You can find more stories or comment on this one at harvestpublicmedia.org. You've been listening to the regional newscast on KVNF. I'm Patricia Naft. KVNF is a community radio station, so your news team, we want to hear from you. If you have a story idea or a news tip, please email us at news@kvnf.org. Stay tuned for Ashley and the Wednesday Morning Music Mix.